Good evening, geeks and gamers, and welcome to the Mythicast, a podcast sponsored by Mythico Studios right here in downtown Randolph, New Jersey, across the street from Sukasana. I'm your host, Father Time. And with me, my good buddy, as always, my walking buddy, the tip of the spear, Lord Mortis.
You're right. We are so buff now. Because we've had 2 weeks of, was it 3 walks a week?
At least.
3 miles a walk.
And that's mileage, baby.
That's amazing. Mm. And who skipped the last 2 walks?
Big Mike.
Big Mike. Oh, Big Mike has fallen off.
Yeah.
The exercise routine that we had going there, so strong, too. We're so strong. Now we're so much better looking than he is.
We warned.
We did tell him this was going to happen.
We knew it was going to happen.
Well, he's going to feel jealous of us in a couple weeks. You know, but what are you going to do? We tried it. You can lead a horse to water.
Are you jealous of us, Such?
I honestly kind of, yeah. I wish I wasn't working in the morning. I like walking around before. Now I'm on freaking conference calls most of the day.
What about your karate?
I am going after this, right after this.
God, he says that every podcast and he never goes.
No.
You're
going
to go?
I'm going right after this. I go every Friday.
You are going to go today.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been going.
Did you nail that dude that broke your ribs?
Oh, my God. I haven't seen that guy. No. I think something happened to him.
Yeah. Oh.
I think he got hurt or something. He hasn't been there
in a while.
I
think something happened to him.
Yeah, I think he worked it out with his daddy. Oh, Dad, this guy broke my nose.
Yeah.
Disappeared. We'll take care of that, son.
Wow. You guys don't do anything bad to the suit.
No shit. I'm a little
kidding,
scared.
Right? You should be afraid. Yeah, look at this ashtray he brought.
I know.
It's a human skull. I mean, that's rough.
I see you're not smoking.
I am going to smoke now because I was setting up the sound system here.
I was bought in Mexico outside of...
when you were a little bebe.
Right? Well, yeah, probably. Well, I'm not a baby, but I was like 2005, 2006 probably, so I was in middle school.
I just like to hear you say bebe. That is a real replica of... an Aztec skull cigarette ashtray.
That was a tiny Aztec.
Yeah. It's a little tiny baby Aztec.
Oh, gosh.
It was cool, because I remember back then, outside of the pyramids and all that stuff, obviously they have a lot of gift shops, and it was a lot of like kind of morbid stuff like that. Or on the other end of it, it was like replicas of the pyramids, or sundials were a popular thing. It was either that or skulls.
Earthquakes. Earthquakes, dude, a mile from my house.
I know.
That's news.
That was just this afternoon.
It's like a mini hurricane followed by an earthquake, honestly.
Yeah, we should set the picture.
Okay.
All right.
Do it.
In a town, right, there was two heroic men
preparing for a walk.
A long walk into the woods with their loyal pup,
Mickey.
Mickey. When suddenly the earth opened up, right?
Yeah.
Mike was nowhere to be seen because he no longer exercises. And the ground shook for 23 seconds. And it was 10 o'clock in the morning. And you know where it happened, dude? A mile from my freaking house.
Isn't that crazy?
The epicenter. Because I'm like, they said, Lebanon, New Jersey was the epicenter. I'm like, oh, okay. And then somehow my neighbor says, oh, here are the coordinates to the epicenter of the earthquake. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. I put it in. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. That's literally on the other side of the fields that are behind my house. There it was. There it was right there. And you drive by there, and it looks like just a normal house. There's no hole in the ground. There's no hell landscape. No meteor hit the ground. Nothing.
It was a 4.8, I believe.
4.8. Yeah,
I liked how we looked at each other and were like, what's going on? Because we both knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And the my favorite part was the two women who...
Screaming.
Who walked past us, they just started running. And I'm like, time to panic, everybody. Earthquake, start running. I'm like,
the first thing you do, you run. You're in an open field. Where are you going
to
run to?
We didn't move at all. We just looked at each other like, huh, it's an earthquake. And then I looked over and these women were running. And I was like, okay.
And then the guy who was jogging goes, they said this was going to happen. I'm like, what are you talking about? Literally, he's just some stranger.
I know.
They said this was going to happen yesterday. I'm like, oh, they missed it by a day. He goes, no, I mean, they said yesterday it was going to happen today. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's different information than what you just gave me. People are so strange, bro.
That is a fact.
But, yeah, so I after the we were done with our exercise, which Mike missed, we... I drove straight to my house. And it looked like some crazy person walked, you know, went to every room in the house and put all the pictures in like weird angles, and there's stuff all over the floor. And my wife was like freaking out. The dogs were like, what is, you know, they were not a happy crew of pups. And it was weird because it was every 20 minutes we get another rumbling.
Mm-hmm.
It was strange. Earthquake. On a, what's today? Friday?
Friday, yeah.
Totally, completely destroyed my schedule. But it wasn't too bad. 4.8.
That was nothing.
No. I mean, but it was funny in a way.
I thought it was interesting.
To get an earthquake in New Jersey out of the blue like that.
And then the phones blew up. Everyone's calling everybody and yep. checking yep. in. And oh, Lord.
State yeah. alerts. The airports yep. were closed. Wow, man. It's no joke. When you think about it, and just a little bit stronger, and it would have been serious.
Yeah, that could. It's strange. And it was like a record, right? This is like the biggest one that happened in quite a while.
Ever.
Ever? Really? I don't know.
No, 250 years. I think 250 years ago, they said they had a big earthquake. How would they know, right?
Right. That could have been a 3.
Or an 8, for all we know.
For all we know.
Yeah. Who would have gotten it then? The pilgrims?
Maybe. Native Americans?
Yeah, but they probably, I mean,
they probably would know it was happening.
They would know it's coming, yeah, because they're like more connected to their freaking environment. We're like, oh, what's going on here? Why are those people running and screaming? But, yeah, well, I have to say, we were pretty manly about the whole thing.
Oh, totally.
Right? We were very macho.
Very.
Like, earthquake. Oh, please. Don't bother.
We stopped. I gotta, like, just, we have to do our walk.
Let's go walking. Hey, where's Mike? Oh, wait, there's no Mike.
I'd say Wednesday was worse. Wednesday with the windstorm.
There was no earthquake on Wednesday.
No, not the earthquake, but the mini hurricane that hit up by me was really bad. It tore a bunch of stuff down.
Nobody cares about you.
I know. It's not as fancy as the earthquake.
Oh, that's right.
Cool.
The hurricane was the epicenter of the hurricane a mile from your house?
I might have as well been with all the stuff that I ripped up.
It was pretty actually pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
The floods were incredible. Yeah. It's the end of the world. You know, I was actually hoping to see zombies coming out of the woods. Because I was thinking, oh, I know who they're going to catch first, those two screaming ladies that ran past. They looked a little bit slow on the... They weren't running that fast.
No, they like, weren't.
They were definitely going first in the zombie
plus,
apocalypse.
I had a guard dog, so my guard dog would have
Your guard dog is awesome, dude. Your dog is fantastic. Mickey.
Mickey, yeah.
Great dog. Great dog. All right, so today is... we missed a week, but it's been a crazy week. It's, right. it's been a crazy... I've lost track of... all the madness this week, and then we cap it off with an earthquake, and I don't even know. I don't know where to start. We are so far behind on pretty much everything that...
Yeah, that's our motto.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it well, by the way.
2024 is... What's the motto for 2024?
Good.
No.
No. Great is the enemy of...
No.
God damn it.
Winning.
Winning.
2024, we're winning.
We are winning, and if I'm we winning. Don't win... We're whining.
Yeah, that's true.
Such, we're going to do the news today, but we're going to have a new... Because we already did
Wait,
a diet and
talk
exercise.
About our retirement?
Oh, yeah. No, that was the top of the news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Right, go ahead. Go into it then.
So we covered our exercise routine, right. which we and
I
are doing very well.
All.
We're dieting, though we kind of fell off the wagon today because we just had one of those delicious brownies. Damn. But they're so good. Who cares, so right? Good. It's like that is so good. My daughter makes the best freaking brownies on the planet, and she shared one with us, so that was good. and our diet and exercise is going very well for us, for you and I anyway, not Mike. He's not doing well at all. But Mike's had a rough day today.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, his dog fell in the washing machine.
Wait, what happened?
No. It all happened to the poor guy. Do you know how it happens in threes?
Yeah.
So, yes, yeah, issues. Yeah. Started out with issues with his car. Mm. Then the washing machine broke. And then the poor dog had, you know where the dew claw is? That long claw?
Yeah, it's
on
the side.
Yeah. Yeah, like he broke his foot somehow. I don't know. Sure. It was sad. So they ended up at the vet. The poor guy is like all day. This is what's been going on all day. So, and then there was an earthquake.
And he didn't make exercise.
And he didn't exercise. It's the only excuse for missing the exercise.
And we exercised yesterday too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
2 days in a row.
Right. And who wasn't with us yesterday?
Mike.
Yeah.
And what did we commit to doing today?
Cigars?
And brownies?
Uh-huh.
No. Rum? No. Half marathon.
Oh. Mm.
Did I have marathon?
Yes, you did. You committed to this.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You said you're joining me on my half marathon training.
You know what?
Training.
Since I have nothing better to do, I think that's a great goal.
And why do you have nothing better to do?
Because I retired.
Oh, right, Father Time. Yay!
What did you retire from?
What?
What did you retire from?
From work, dude.
From work. I didn't know he had anything to retire to. Every time we hear him talk, he's talking about his vacations, his road trips, and his
I think he's mocking
his RV.
Yeah,
that's
a great job.
That's a great job.
He never did anything.
From.
He got paid well, and he went on vacations.
And they did a reflection of my life during my retirement party in the form of Jeopardy. And apparently my wife spilled the beans on everything.
Oh, really? So they reached out to her? Oh, that's awesome.
So now, you know, we'll probably have 100 more Mythicast listeners who are listening to this right now and probably turning it off because it's boring them.
What is a reflection of life at a retirement? Was it a retirement party?
Yes.
Okay. Well, at the end, did they have you get in like a little faux coffin and they wheel you out the door?
It was all remote, man.
Oh, yeah, fun. Because everything is remote. Because your company is out in like Russia or something, isn't it?
No.
I forget where it is, but it's far.
Yeah, Pleasanton.
Where is that?
Or Atlanta, California.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's far.
So welcome all the new listeners from ICE Mortgage Technologies. You're going to love this.
Do they listen to this podcast?
They quite a few of them said they were going to listen.
Hey, wait a minute. In a town. Now you can be on our videos, right?
Really?
Yeah, because you're not afraid
of
getting
have to
fired.
About, yeah, that's true.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Amazing. Switch, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? In general, in life? I mean, I guess that's what I ask myself every day.
That's a good question. Well, congratulations, Father Time. How many years did you work? Like 360?
Easy.
Easy, right?
Easy, yeah. You should stop counting in years.
That's true. Lifetimes. Mm-hmm. You can count in lifetimes. Right. So you're done with the business racket. Now you're full on Mythico's design team leadership.
I like to think I'm full on retirement. With Mythico's design
team.
That's
the spice of life. Yeah. Okay. I like that. Yeah. Good. Suits, you got many years to go. By the time you have time to retire,
I know.
Or it's your time to retire, retirement age will be in the 70s.
It's looking that way, honestly.
Yeah. That's all right. You guys have to live longer.
You look
so
depressed. Why are you depressing in the middle of a podcast?
Yeah. Why are you depressed? You're rich, good looking. You have like beautiful girlfriends all over the place. Your dish collection fell off.
I know. The decorative dishes. Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Decorative
Let's
dishes
talk about that.
Fell off.
What's a young man doing? Going with a collection of decorative dishes the wall of your bedroom. Of your bedroom. That's weird.
It was the master bedroom down the hall. It was a decorative plate display that was on top of one of the dressers for some reason, probably right at the edge, because why would anybody do anything sensible? And the earthquake knocked it off this morning while I was on a conference call. And I had to go on the conference call and say, hey, I got to mute myself for the rest of this meeting because I have to clean glass all off the floor in the master bedroom because it's everywhere.
That's bad, man.
Yeah.
Was it like family heirlooms or something?
I don't think it was that important. I think all the really important stuff is either locked away or in the china cabinet. So it was probably just some like home goods-esque tchotchkes that might
be politically correct to say china cabinet.
Yeah, that's still what it's called.
All right, let's do the news. But before we get into the news,
ratings.
The ratings. So, do you want to, Father Time, you want to share what the ratings are?
Oh, so we decided in honor of the cold cut angle that we had last podcast, if I'm not mistaken, we have a new rating system. So, if Such presents news that we hate,
yep.
The worst rating will be head cheese.
Head cheese, that's the bottom
head
of the rating.
Head cheese is the bottom of. And now, if he does something that's fabulous.
Fabulous.
It will be, is it Iberico?
Iberico ham.
Iberico ham, which is the top of the creme de la creme. We'll probably never have that.
That'll never happen.
If he does something in the middle, it's boiled ham.
Yeah.
Then the lower it goes, it's like bologna.
Yeah.
And the higher it goes is capicola.
There you go. Capicola. Right. Gabagool.
Like gabagool. All
right. So now this is your, dude, I mean, all I can tell you is if you get three head cheeses,
you're fired.
Killed and you're fired.
Well, we're starting off with something spicy because it's been controversy all this week. On the internet. Age of Sigmar, 4th edition. People are happy about that announcement. We're going to see the starter set previews probably in the summer.
Skaven,
definitely going to be in there. But the controversy comes along with all of the range discontinuations. in this article posted on the 4th, titled "What's Leaving the Warhammer Age of Sigmar Range,"
yep,
GW has announced that quite a lot of kits, and we're talking like in the 40-plus range, of model kits are going out of print. They're going to get one more War Scroll for Age of Sigmar, and that's it. And then they're going to be retired to Legends after, so they won't be available for use in official GW tournaments. I don't know who
cares
too invested in that. Yeah, cares too much about that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the bigger implication is that
is he like in the baloney range right now?
Let me finish. Let me finish.
The
bigger implication is that these are never going to get the rules updated again. So eventually, they'll just be, you know, not,
and
very,
who are
not
these
very useful.
Unfortunate right.
name
creatures.
Names.
Of-
let's name the names. All right, let's start with the Stormcast Eternals because they were hit pretty hard.
They're going away?
Not all of them.
They're like the Space Marines.
They are the Space Marines, but you said that, like the Space Marines, if you remember, they recently got their weird like Primarisification. Do you remember? The new Sigmar guys are like taller. The taller, skinnier ones, they did a range refresh and they made them different scale. So now officially all of the old Age of Sigmar Sigmarines are going out of print. All the characters, all the original soldiers, so your Liberators, your Judicators, your Paladins.
Masturbators.
Good.
All
I
that stuff
all
is gone.
Eradicators.
Yep.
Joe, people used to play them against
Lubricators.
Me. They were just like so overpowered.
And they also had like 20,000 characters, and they're all going out of print, aside from the current ones that came out with the last box set.
Okay, so what? Okay.
All right.
Wait. The needle is going
we're not done yet. We're not done yet.
Yeah.
Skaven. Like, most of the range is going out of print. But this one people aren't too upset by because, again, it's announced that they're going to be part of the new starter set.
And they haven't done anything in, like, 30 years.
Yeah, their models are ancient. Some people are upset, though, at the fact that the Plague Monk characters are on this list, those hideous old models, but the actual Plague Monks are not. Which means that the Plague Monks, even
though...
You
know what that means? Those people have no lives.
Very,
nobody
very
cares.
Old
Next.
Models.
Dude, you're pushing me into the baloney.
They are
range.
Going... Clan Rats... Storm Vermin, all the old characters, weapon teams, all gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Hopefully
we're
going to get
too
redone.
Much detail.
Yeah.
Just weeds. Give us the
weeds.
Armor.
Head right. Cheese.
Bone Splitters.
What the hell is that?
They were the Savage Orcs. Do you remember when those came out?
Oh, yeah.
They're all going out of print now.
Oh, good. Who cares? It's like two people I know played those guys. Okay.
All right. And the last one. No. Oh, not the second to last one, actually.
Say it ain't so.
The Beast of Chaos are gone.
Oh,
all
why?
Of them.
Oh, from AOS, because they're going to Old World.
They're going to Old World.
Yeah.
However, in Age of Sigmar,
time. How are they getting rid of them in the fluff?
I think they're just gonna put them into Legends. Them into Legends. Write them off in the fluff, and that'll be it.
What's next?
But everything from the Vanguard box to every single unit is going out of print for Age of Sigmar. Some of them may become reboxes for Old World, but they haven't said what yet. And last but not least,
they haven't redone those models in a decade.
Ancient,
the Beastman models,
very old.
Yeah.
The original run of Warcry Warbands, starting with the Iron Golems as part of that original set, going all the way to the Horns of Hashnut, which were that green box set with the elves in it, are going out of print. No more Warcry Chaos Warbands, at least the older ones. It's quite a bit. You're losing the Corvus Cabal, Signs of the Flame, the Iron Golems.
I used to
everybody.
Collect them. I don't care anymore. Okay, next.
Okay. It's quite a lot of stuff that's going out of print.
I thought this was
going
to put you up in the Gubba Ghoul section.
It's going out of print. And then last, we have a whole bunch of random characters. Sivana the Branch Wraith, the Eternity Warden, and some Chaos stuff.
Okay. So that doesn't sound like a big deal. But the new armies that they're introducing?
No. Right now, it's just this is what's being discontinued. That was what was announced. And Skaven, we know, are going to be part of the new starter set.
You know what's weird, though? It's like I was looking at that Old World, the Orcs and Goblins Old World we just got in.
You know what's freaking me out? That earthquake was like a mile from my house. That's freaking me out, bro.
Past that, man.
Oh, okay.
You are so past
what's
that.
Yep.
Just like the Orcs and Goblins for the Old World were all the old models. Old models.
I know. They're reselling the old models.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what they did with the originals. The Britonia and the Tomb Kings are ancient. The skeletons.
You know what they're going to do with? The Beastmen.
The Orcs didn't even get a new model.
No.
Oh, they didn't get any new models, really. They didn't get a commander. Okay.
They got a new box. It's nice and blue.
I know the oldest model in the new box sets, the Tomb King's Skeleton Horse, dates back from 1989.
Wow. You weren't even born then.
I was not, no.
Yeah.
A bunch of those models in that box probably are older than me.
Wow. These new suck, man. We're in. I mean, they're bad news if you're an AOS player, right?
They are. If you, especially if you have Stormcast and a large Stormcast collection,
you're getting hosed.
Or if you have Beastmen in AOS, I mean, you're pretty much gonna be done.
But they just released the Beastmen codex like a year ago, right?
Yeah, I know. They just, a lot of people were complaining that because some of the models on this list, and obviously I didn't name all of them off, are not that old. You're talking like sub 3 years, right? And then they're already getting the boot.
But it makes sense, right? They want to bring in some of the fresher models from one range to move it over to fantasy to kind of refresh that range.
I also think they can't keep up with the rule sets.
Yeah, well, I think like, there's too many units.
Yeah,
too many
models. When the Beastmen came out, you know, that they were doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And
yeah,
they're probably like, we can't control it. There's
you
no
know
way
what?
To keep
Did
a
you
balance.
See that movie that they put together? That video that they put together of the kind of a tease of the new box set. If you haven't watched it, they just released it. I think over at Adepticon. It's the new cinematic for the box set that's coming out in the summer, I'm guessing.
I haven't watched cinematic yet, but I want to see it.
Really quite well done. I mean, very, very nice. And if you're have fond memories of Skaven, you know who's a big Skaven player? Evil Joe.
Yeah, I know.
He's big Skaven player. And that's worth watching just because they nailed the idea of what the Skaven are all about.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
That was cool because they
were
unique.
Are they coming
race.
Into AOS or Old World?
They're AOS.
AOS.
No Old World.
Yeah, no Old. They already said that there's no Skaven in the Old World.
Yep. Yeah, basically, if it's an AOS army, so Skaven and Lizardmen got locked to AOS because they just got a bunch of new models. Skaven's getting new models. And then Beast of Chaos are moving back to Old World and staying there.
Which makes sense because Beast of Chaos and the Realm of Bretonnia and the Wood Elves were all in like connected, right? Yeah. So they're all part of the same lore.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they're bringing those back there.
They all loved each other.
In a strange kind of animalistic way, yeah. Okay.
But no double dipping, basically, if you're going to be locked to one game system, and that's it for your faction.
I don't know about that. People find ways.
Well, I mean, you could still, right? That's kind of the overall direction it looks like GW's heading. There are still ways to play these. Again, if you want to play with those legends or legacy rule sets, those free PDFs, those are an option.
It's so confusing right now. You know what game is not confusing? Mythic Earth. That's not a confusing game.
Totally true.
Okay, let's drum roll what rating we're going to give this one. You're the drummer here. Ready?
Oh, wait.
That was terrible. All right, you get baloney for this one.
No, come on. You got to give me at least the middle. You got to give me at least the middle.
I would have
We had discussion. I got both
ham?
Of you to talk about it.
Boiled ham?
Boiled ham.
All right,
I got both of you to at least comment on
it's
something.
It's like cheap boiled ham, too. It's not boar's head boiled ham. It's you know, cheap
See,
brand.
One of his,
like shop right.
Yeah.
If one of his armies was getting discontinued, he'd pay more attention.
Probably true.
That's true. So, see, it's all about me, Suits. So you got to learn about this.
He's the dictator of the podcast.
Oh, good point. That's a good point.
True. Oh my God! This, you know what? Because I got to the extract at the Army Fair this year, I should try to get him like an officer's cap. Like he could be the dictator of the podcast. Get one of his old Army hats.
Don't give me anything politically insensitive.
No.
Because I'm a big leader in this community. Oh God! Did I tell you it was an earthquake a mile from my house? It's unbelievable. I can't believe it. It's a mile
it's
from
crazy.
My house. What's news?
All right, we're going to go with another GW game that actually seems to be doing pretty well and getting.
Why don't we just rename this podcast Games Workshop?
Because they're the only people who release anything. The only people who release anything you care about. All right, the next Kill Team set is coming out,
week,
and
right?
It is for pre-order, yes.
Pre-order tonight at midnight.
Oh, yeah. And we're getting actually two sets of models that are really cool and haven't seen a new figure in a while.
What is it?
Night Lords versus the, what do they call, Mandrakes from Dark Eldar. So the last time Night Lords
They look awesome.
They look amazing. And actually, the last time Night Lords got army-specific models that weren't Horus Heresy.
1989?
Or 2002, I want to say, because I remember buying them. They were a plastic and metal kit. I went down to Dark Tower Games. I was 8 years old or 9 years old.
Lord.
And my parents bought
me.
Do you know what those models are worth now? I wish I'd destroy them as a kid.
$20.
No, that box, if you had that box unopened, it's like $150,
$170.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Whoa.
Because it was like $30
retirement
back
money,
in like the
right?
early 2000s.
Yeah,
you can retire on that.
I should have cooked them. Bought a box and just kept it.
For all those years, you would have made $100. Such.
They were
like
cool
the
models.
You think.
They were cool models. I wish I still had them.
So the Mandrakes.
And the Mandrakes. Remember, they had kind of
Let me
a.
see what they look like, Such.
They look like anime characters.
Oh, I remember those guys. Yeah, those are awesome. Okay, cool.
Yep, so they had a weird trajectory where they had some hideous old models.
My mother just texted me from Columbia. She's like, oh my God, I just heard you had an earthquake.
How far from your house, though?
A mile. It's incredible. I don't know how I survived. I was not even there. I was exercising with Father Time, but not Mike. What else do you have?
All right. We'll cap it off with this. So this is Modiphius Entertainment. Here we go. And this is actually interesting because this is tying
in.
Wait.
What, that last piece of news, we're going to give him boiled ham on that, too.
That's fine.
Right?
That was fine. Yeah, because it was good. It was okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Mandrakes are cool.
But yeah, this is an interesting one. So because of the
game,
time.
By the way.
We played it once, and you gave up. You were so angry at your Beastmen for having so many rules.
Oh, yeah, you have the Beastmen for that, right? You have the Beastmen on guns. Yeah.
They're getting rid of that.
Obviously,
they're not pulling the Beastmen from 40K, but there's no
crossovers.
I got to
say, dude, that was a fun game.
It was.
Kill Team was a fun game. You know, the good thing about being a game designer is we get to play all these other games, and then we get to be very critical of their rule systems and see where they're falling down. And I thought the Kill Team game was fun.
And it would have been balanced had I known what I was doing. But you know what's really great about being a game designer is buying all these games and playing them once and never playing again.
Yeah. It's like Necromunda. Oh, wait. We never play that because
I was
going to
bring up Necromunda because they have all those new models coming out
terrible.
I have to buy just to have the set, and I'll never play it.
Give me the box set, and I'll build it and paint it, and we'll have one for the store.
It's a good idea.
I know. Yeah. After I'm done with all the Marvel stuff.
All right.
Here, last one, because I want to mention this because it's interesting because of the tie-in with Amazon.
I'll be the judge of that.
Uh-huh. Amazon. All right. So, you know, the Fallout franchise is the most recent to be.
I tried to watch that TV show.
Did it come out yet, the Fallout TV show? It did.
Like some kind of, it was. I watched 5 minutes of it. I was going to put a fork in my eye. I'm like, this is awful. I'm not watching this.
I can't take his recommendation. He says about everything.
I'm behind him. I didn't even see it.
It was terrible. It opened with this. It was awful. I'm like, no. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's out. I think it was.
I haven't seen the endless rage videos on YouTube yet. That's how you know something came out when everybody's bitching about it on YouTube trying to make some money.
Do people ever post anything on YouTube to say positive things about
anything? No. Because you make money just creating controversy and getting angry.
That's terrible.
Now, I'm not even making a joke. That's literally proven. Like, statistically, you can make way more money just, like, being super angry about something than saying, hey, here's something cool.
Dude, we should do that on our podcast.
We should. No. We should be super angry about this garbage news that we get. And rage at the Such.
Total head cheese.
This is head cheese episode number 106. By the way, we never said what episode this was until now, 27 minutes into the podcast. Welcome to Mythicast 106.
106. I never keep track.
The head cheese episode. You're old. You don't have to keep track. What else?
Right, so you don't like the TV show?
No, it's terrible. No, there.
So, Modiphius.
I think I saw something that looked like Fallout. No, it was Fallout that I was watching. No, wait. That was terrible, too. Both of those shows are out, by the way.
Which show?
Fallout.
And
the space one.
Halo?
Halo, thank you.
Yeah, but nobody likes the Halo one. No one's liked that since the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The people like the video games. Well, actually, people don't like the modern video game either. People like the old Halo video games. People don't like the TV show or the new Halo video games.
You know, they need to do a show on Diablo. I'll watch that.
Oh, my God. Can we just get this news over?
I wouldn't trust anything out of Blizzard now. It's painful. All right. Modiphius, because they got the Amazon shelf, all it's on Amazon. Blah, blah, blah.
Is it Modiphius?
Modiphius. Modiphius.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I can't get the story done. They're doing the characters from the TV show as models. You can buy them from Wasteland Warfare.
What's the company? Who makes that? Gale Force 9?
No, Modiphius. Modiphius Entertainment.
It's so easy. All right, what's next? Oh, wait.
That was
baloney.
That's head cheese.
That was all over the place. That was terrible news. Was there any other? I mean, do you have any way to redeem yourself and maybe come up with a gabagool in the next 30 seconds? Gabagool.
He's searching.
All right, you know what? This is easy. You can complain that it's Warhammer, but then I'm going to say, hey, you know what? But it's stuff you care about.
Give me something good.
Fantasy and Age of Sigmar, some new stuff, not stuff that's going away.
All right, here we go.
Look at this new Chaos character. He looks amazing.
That's
Let me see. Let me see.
I love me some chaos.
Okay, that's a Gabagool right there.
See, that is a pretty cool looking character. Yeah. Very dynamic on some kind of giant dragon. Then, the old world, we are getting reprints.
Dude, you could put a little princess on top of a giant dragon.
I know. It'd be like, pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
The old world
actually,
will be getting.
You could put Such as a little princess on top of a dragon, and it would look awesome.
Dude, we're building that.
We're doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Old world dwarves. They are coming back.
Yeah, baby. Getting the old dwarves. That's definitely Gabagool.
Getting the old sculpts back. So you got your mountain king on the
that's a new sculpt.
The palanquin.
That's a new sculpt.
Oh, that's a brand new one. Okay.
That is close to a Barrack
O'Hare. Crazy. I sold all my stuff.
I did
not. Oh, my God.
I sold all my dwarves.
I did not.
I sold all my orcs and goblins, and they were literally the same
Such.
Models.
Yeah.
Why did you not give us the biggest piece of news, which is Blood Bowl has a new gnome team.
Oh, the gnome team. Well, I'm getting to it. There's all the specials games. Underworlds, Winter Maw is the new set.
That looks great, by the way. And we like our Underworlds. Remember? Did we tell this to the podcasters?
I don't know.
Out in the world?
We haven't played in decades.
Remember when we used to sneak out during COVID?
COVID.
the government shut down. Everything's like, you must stay home. If you're out in the world, you're irresponsible jerks. So what does Funny Time and I do? We sneak out of the house.
Sneak out.
And we go to the old warehouse. And we're probably going to get in trouble with the police, right? Is it too late now? Can we still get in trouble?
Nah,
for?
Nah.
We broke curfew repeatedly and
collected all the Underworld that was available at the time.
Oh, my God. We bought whatever we had at the store, we built. And then we just went crazy on eBay. And it was literally like two 12-year-olds gambling, you know, with COVID. Playing Underworld to late at night in the warehouse. That was fun. Those are good memories.
Yeah. All right. So okay,
that there, that's Iberica Ham.
Yes, sir.
That's
it. Iberica Ham.
Warcry is getting a new set in Briar and Bone.
Yeah,
that's
coming out for pre-release tonight.
Yep. Ossiarch Bone Reapers and the Sylvaneth, the tree monsters. Uh-huh. Then finally, as well as the gnomes for Blood Bowl, which have a bunch of little animals and it's kind of funny. little guys with bowls and stuff.
Yeah.
There is going to be a new Chaos Lord.
Are you
going to
talk about the gnomes a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm fine, talk about the gnomes.
I'm definitely getting them.
Yeah, me too. Next.
Right. No, but the fox is the coolest thing.
He is.
It's pretty awesome.
Did you
ball.
See the, his little rule?
Mm-hmm. What does he do?
Once he gets the ball, he won't give it back. I love that. I think that's really
I think it's
really
freaking awesome. I'm glad. And I've been on a little bit of Blood Bowl.
Oh, you have not. You are so full of it.
You didn't let me finish.
On the other hand,
I've been a little bit on a Blood Bowl hatred recently because it took me a little while to. I used to love Blood Bowl, and I still do. And I realize I still love Blood Bowl. And in a town,
no earthquake.
There was an earthquake by my house, like a mile from the house.
Really?
Yeah. It was when I worked.
Was Mike there?
No, because he doesn't exercise anymore. He gave up. He's given up on exercising. Yeah, I'm psyched, man. This is going to be a good team.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's not going to be a good team,
but
it's going to be a fun painting project.
I want to venture into some stunties, and this is going to be the
this
army.
This is great.
And I'm going to get Kim to teach me all the ins and outs of playing the
And
the
Kim army. Is like our top player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Except Mike. He won the Blood Bowl tournament last year, didn't he?
Yeah, but that was luck.
I guess it was, yeah. Such.
All right, last thing. New Chaos Space Marines have been previewed, well, one so far. But what's interesting is it's actually a throwback model. So the new Chaos Lord on foot. I remember the metal this model this
the
was based
Chaos
off.
The new Chaos
Lord
has 1 foot?
No, he's on foot. He's not on a mount. And he's not on a bike. But this is a throwback because I remember there was a similar model.
Is that a Chaos Space Marine that looks like Warriors of Chaos?
No, he's a Chaos Space Marine. Yeah, he's got the power axe and the fist. But he looks like a Warriors of Chaos guy.
Okay,
he's Chaos Space.
This is way going off the rails. Too much Games Workshop.
He's a throwback to an old early 2000s metal
God,
model.
I'm going to have to edit this earthquake episode.
The earthquake
episode.
This is
an earthquake
episode.
Was that baloney? We're back to baloney levels, right?
I'd say he's at baloney
levels. So you need to learn your cold cuts and come back in here next week. With some Iberico ham wannabes, at least clothes.
Yeah, just bring sandwiches. That would be pretty cool.
That's a goddamn good idea.
Ooh, that's a great
deli,
idea.
Like,
don't
nice,
bring any
like,
head cheese.
Deli.
Jesus,
no, no. Like
garbage.
Nice deli sandwiches.
How do you like head cheese? It's
like
gelatin
cheese.
And like chicken
you know
guts.
How you know how you. It's not chicken.
What is it?
Beef. like brains and cheek and stuff like that, put in gelatin, and you know how you eat it? You're going to love this.
See, he acts like he's like normal and above everybody, but then he collects spiders and eats like cow brains. Yeah, I know.
It's right.
Like, do I act like I'm above everybody?
Yes.
Wait, I'm going to go back to that statement. Yeah, first of all. Do I really?
Yeah.
This is why people hate Such. First he ostracized Matt.
Yeah, he did.
No, it's like a little
kid. Now he's ostracizing me.
No, it's like a little kid when they just have no filter and say whatever. Just say like horribly insulting stuff.
So you take head cheese, right, and you dice it up into nice chunks.
You fry it?
No, you don't cook it at all. And then you take it on a toothpick and dip it in vinegar. And then you eat it.
Dude, that is gross. What, do you top it off with a pickle? It's disgusting.
What, you don't like pickles either? This is that Colombian thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Who the hell eats pickled food? That's disgusting.
It's awesome.
Gosh, disgusting.
You can't pickle on like a sandwich or
Let me tell you a story about a poor child. I grew up a poor kid in Patterson. I did. It's okay. I'm proud of that. And so when we first got to this country way back in 1978, we had no money, right? So my mom used to, like, back then, you couldn't afford beef, so my mother would buy chicken. Chicken and bologna. Dude, for like 10 years, I ate bologna, fried bologna sandwiches with cheap American cheese. That explains why I'm in such bad shape. But dude, the other day, I had such a craving for a fried bologna sandwich. And my wife goes, oh, you're probably going to die soon. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, when people are about to die, they have like these memories. I'm like, what, are you killing me or something? She's like, no, I'm just saying that's what's going to happen.
Wishful thinking.
And I mean, that's what I thought, right? So everyone tonight should go home, get themselves some bologna, some cheap American cheese, some Wonder Bread, because it's got to be Wonder Bread. Fry that bologna up. Mmm, so good. Put some slices of cheese on top of it. See that cheese melt, that plasticky cheese, and then slap it on some toasted Wonder Bread with a beer. I couldn't drink beer when I was a kid, but it was chocolate milk. With a beer, and just sit there and watch whatever you want, because whatever you want, it's going to be great. You can even watch Fallout, and it'll be a good show. Trust me, you'll enjoy it.
I have to look at what's going on with that show now, because I knew some people were excited for it.
Well, those people have no taste. That's quite obvious. But, all right, the news were customarily disappointing. But
agreed.
I think our new rating system is good.
I think it works.
So he's just now playing with the tank.
I'm playing with a little toy tank.
He's playing with
a
tank.
You know what happened? That fell off the shelf. You know why?
I know. Because
there was an earthquake. Yeah. A mile from my house. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Are we going to talk about the other thing now? The game? I don't know. The actual content.
Our game?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm actually super excited about what you and the wonderful CEO and the designers have been up to, because I've been looking at those freaking models from Heroes of Mythic Americas.
The hero models?
Dude.
Did you see the latest
out of
one,
control.
The shapeshifter?
No, I haven't seen the shapeshifter. No.
Man, she is good.
So good. So good. You showed me that new bear woman. I think you previewed that, right?
She's not a bear woman. She's a medicine woman.
A medicine woman.
The old lady?
Yeah. Oh, so good. So good. That new map that you guys are designing.
Oh, you saw that too, huh?
I saw a kind of a little sketch of it. Yeah. So good. There's so much good stuff. That's why I think people will forgive us that we're slow on the uptake sometimes, because when we do put out a bunch of stuff, it's pretty good. I think very good, actually, and it's getting even better. That map of the Mythic Americas portion of Mythic Earth is just freaking fantastic. That
cool.
The map illustrator that you guys hired, he's killing it.
He's good. In Spain.
We have a bunch of Spaniards working on our stuff, and they're all super talented, so that's been fantastic. What else? What else did you show me the other day? Dude, that's fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is gorgeous. Those are some top models.
Wait, where's the full body pose? I gotta get it.
Yeah. Are you going to release that this weekend for a preview?
No.
Oh, dude, that's fantastic.
I'm waiting for both Maya... heroes to be done.
That's incredible. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so she transforms into the child of Xibalba. That's why she's got that monster
spear. Yeah, dude, that's fantastic. That's,
and the child of Xibalba that she changes into, which is not released, by the way, and is wearing similar garb. It's going to be a good
Friday
combo.
Night fights is next Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty goddamn good, dude. Honestly, there's stuff that's coming out now. You know what? Why I wasn't too upset about missing Adepticon. As much as we were jonesing to go and we were all set up.
You think that's going to kill us for next year?
Adepticon? No, I think we should beg. All right. I'll email her tomorrow and just say, please, please, please. I'm sorry we ended up in the hospital.
But I mean, we paid him.
We did pay him, and we're not asking for a refund or anything. Yeah. So it's good. The last of the Tejano are starting to ship today.
Yeah.
Ciguapas and everything is going out. I know that our good friends down at Discover and Adventure Games, and they're getting their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a bunch of stars getting their stuff that's getting shipped this weekend. So that's good. So the Ciguapa, all the Tejano are heading out finally, completely. That's a range that's now fully available, which is great. And I'm still painting Tejano.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually enjoying the hell out of it too. Yeah. And I'm still working on finishing they are freaking gorgeous models. You did a killer job on those bases, by the way.
Thank you.
I was impressed.
It really gives you that sense of an island beach.
Yeah, it's beautiful. They stand out in that cabinet so well.
Yeah.
We posted a battle report. So that's the second in the battle reports that we put together using the maps and stuff. I think I hope people got to watch it on YouTube. And then
that was
next,
a great battle. That was me against Big Mike, right?
That was you and Big Mike, and you came out on top.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably because Mike's not exercising.
It could be.
His brain's not working as fast as it should. And he hasn't had any head cheese. Fried head cheese. Can you fry head cheese? You cannot fry that.
I'm not sure.
The battle report was good. It was short, 22 minutes. That's kind of our format that we're going to go forward with. We have been super slow. I'm so sorry, you guys, but it just is what it is. But we are picking up the pace. Eric has been phenomenal in gathering up all the information on the changes for 2.0. Believe it or not, we had a design team meeting scheduled for today, but guess what? There was an earthquake.
But how far was it from you?
A mile. Just actually, it must have been right in my house.
Just right there.
Might as well have been.
Might as well have been. But so that's moving along. I actually feel pretty confident that all of that stuff is going to be done somewhat close to schedule that we discussed last time, which is good. And without any further hurricanes, earthquakes, plagues, or
sickness,
flus. Hospitals, and flus. Jeez, dude, we've had a month, huh?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's all Such's fault.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah. 100%. So what else is going on in the game? Because honestly, right now, the push is to get the RPG book out. You guys keep doing...
That is heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be worth it because it looks great, but it's just heavy lifting.
Yeah, and you have been posting updates.
Yeah.
What about Creatures of the Crux? Where are we with that?
Still design.
Still designing.
Still in design, yeah. I have to get some hard facts from Mike. The Mega Alex is in design, in sculptor hands.
Yes, that looks good.
Yeah.
That looks good. I am definitely 100% guaranteeing that we're going to have a Jersey Devil for Creatures of the Crux. And I know, everybody's going to say, well, that's not... No, I don't care. It's... Jersey Devil is going to be our new mascot.
Well, that's news.
That's news
to me.
That's news to everybody. So, yeah, we have to sneak that one into the Creatures of the Crux package because it's just right. We need to have a Jersey Devil done. We live in Jersey.
We can make up fake mythology behind it.
Yeah.
Well, we can, do an amalgamation of creatures to create our own Jersey Devil. But it's got to be something really cool. I was thinking like a Princess Such on a dragon.
Nice.
Right?
I like that. Yeah.
Great.
With big eyes. Big alien eyes.
Carrying a big ham.
Ham. There's quite a few like American cryptids that would be fun to touch
American
upon.
American cryptids. I agreed. Yeah.
Mothman.
Yeah, Mothman is good. Mothman.
Lizard Man. Down in South Carolina. I was just reading up on a bunch of this stuff.
I know Mothman.
Mothman's good.
Yeah. Mothman is very famous. There's a lot of lizard creatures too and swamp creatures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our imaginations are pretty vivid, aren't we?
Yeah.
Our American imaginations. What was I watching? I was reading a book about, because I'm always reading this stuff on cryptids and aliens and stuff. It's just sort of, there's a town in Italy that was famous in the 70s for having like 1 week of UFO madness. I'm going to, for the next podcast, I'll bring the book so I can read you guys some excerpts of this book. It's phenomenal. It, just the craziness of these aliens that these people swear to have seen. When the they actually saw little tiny space gnomes with
nice
with awesome levitating gravitational like machines that made them go at all kinds of strange speeds that you couldn't achieve anywhere on Earth, you know, with any equipment that we know. But they were all gnomes. They were like little green gnomes with spacesuits. I don't know what the town was on that particular week, but it's fascinating to me.
What about the Phoenix Lights? That was a big one.
Yeah, that was a real one.
That was a real one.
That was legit. I believe that.
Footage. I mean, you can see it. I totally believe that. The lights, the V shape. And a lot of people filmed it too. You can go on the internet and see it from like multiple angles.
I think part of what
weather balloons actually.
It was weather balloons.
Is that what it was? Why do you have to burst our bubble, man?
I'm just making it.
No, I feel the weather balloons.
The so the Mythico Studios vibe. Just so you know, everybody out there knows. If you're curious, and I'm sure probably nobody is, but I'm going to share it with you. We just sit around and talk about models and farts and stuff that makes us laugh, like poop and whatever. Just dumb stuff, like 12-year-old stuff, right? Pretty much. And then we design stuff, and then we play some games, and then we talk about other stupid things like aliens and earthquakes. Earthquakes are important in our conversation.
Nonstop.
Now, yeah. Nonstop, yeah. but I realize it's a lot of freaking fun. And I think, you know, watching, we're starting to move into the Chachapoya. Right, and the I guess once we finish the heroes and the book and the RPG book, and then there's Creatures of the Crux,
yes.
And then we go into Polynesian Kingdoms.
Yes,
while I'm still working on the Chachapoya. I mean, this is it's a super fun creative process.
Yep.
It's slow, but I look at some of the GW stuff that they've put out that has been like years in the making, and I know they're a multi-billion-dollar company. And you pick up their rule books, and they have typos, right? And this is a company with, like, hundreds of designers and editors and AI and all kinds of crap. And they still make mistakes. So, for me, it's a great learning experience as we kind of develop our own little company.
Agreed.
And the one thing I can tell you is we are having a freaking blast.
That's the important.
We really are having a great time. So, actually, except when Such shows up, and then it's just...
Downer?
Yeah, he's a downer. He's just make everything sad.
I disagree.
He's now he's shooting things with a toy tank. I swear to God. He's like our adopted kid.
Oh, my God. I love these old little metal flamethrower
no
tanks.
No kidding.
Yeah, we know you love little tanks. but what else? We don't really have any concrete news other than everything is moving forward on Mythic Earth. Mythic Americas, Taino are complete. They have, if anybody is owed Taino... they've all shipped out. Everything is available on the website. We're revamping. We're continuing to revamp the website. I know that the resources section is being reorganized so that it's much easier to navigate. That's been taking a couple of weeks, but it's getting done. So
playtesting the Supai Ravagers. So we
I playtested the hell out of that. Big thanks to Connor Nelson, who was out there playtesting with us and with me. We ran through a lot of math, which fried my brain for a little bit, but it was good. I know Big Bill tested some. You guys tested some of the stuff. So those guys should be ready for release as far as the rules are concerned. And the models are done. So those models should go up for a pre-sale pretty soon.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm hoping that they go up for pre-sale by next Friday, right? Because they're done. They're good to go. So now, what do you want to do about the... We're just going to release their stats... As an addendum to the Incas.
No.
How are you going to do that?
We're going to redo the entire Inca line in the new format.
And then are you going to release the models and then the stats later on? What are you going
to
do?
No, we'll do it all together.
Okay.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to repoint with Mythic Earth 2.0 pointing.
Right.
But we will have the new format. So, because I've done that already.
So that'll be, we're still on track for end of spring for all of that.
Absolutely.
So yeah, man, I think it's good. We're in good shape. Hopefully, we didn't bore you too much with the horrible news. But did I tell you there was an earthquake?
That's you're beating that horse to death.
It happened under a horse farm. It was like stables, literally.
Were there any deaths?
No, nobody died.
Any
thank goodness.
Huge cracks in the earth.
No, actually, there were two new cracks in my house from the 1800s. That concerns me a little bit. And it was phenomenal and interesting, and it made you made us feel tiny and minuscule in the scheme of things, right?
It really did. We were talking about that our whole walk.
I'm like, holy crap, we are nothing. We're not even ants. We're like little microbes on Mother Earth. So it was a good reminder of where we stand in the scheme of things. Such, thank you so much for boring us to tears. We're looking forward to the next set of news. So you're going to work hard on the news, right? Yeah. For the next episode.
That was telling you what you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
See, that's the way I would have answered that, Such.
But anyway, this was our catch up, you know, welcome back from the hospitals and the earthquakes and all the other podcasts.
Is this our first podcast since we did not make it to Adepticon?
I think so, because we missed out at Adepticon. There was health issues. Then we ended up missing last week because there was all kinds of storms and situations going on, and power outages and madness and mayhem all over the place. And so this week was like the first semi-normal week until it ended with an earthquake. But we figured earthquake or no earthquake, we were going to put this one in the can.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So we'll catch you guys in 107, I believe, where we'll actually talk Mythic Earth at length. But we're good. Everybody's healthy in New Jersey. In the studio, everybody's good. We survived the earthquake of 2024, which was a mile from my house.